Welcome to another episode of The Raw Truth. As always, I'm your host, VX Bad Boy, and today we're talking Delta variant and morons. As I stated, we're talking Delta variant and morons. Now, the reason why I call them morons isn't because they're against vaccines or they think that the vaccines are dangerous. That's not what makes them morons, okay? The morons that are the ones that think, okay, COVID-19, no big deal, swing. You jackasses created the Delta variant. Just so you know, learn how viruses work. Now viruses work, if you let them stay out there long enough and there's no vaccine being used, those who keep getting infected, when it goes back and forth, dance like a little dance, it ends up causing variants. So, you keep not wearing masks, keep going out and acting like it's an orgy time, you're the jackasses that created the Delta variant. Now, yes, I do know the Delta variant didn't get created here in the United States, but you're creating variants from the variants from the variants because you keep letting the virus go back and forth. Now there's talk of the Lambda variant. Okay, keep fucking around. Keep thinking, oh, I'm not a sheep. Bah. You are a sheep because you're following someone else. Okay? I'm not following anyone because I was fully vaccinated. That's like saying if you take Tylenol, you're following others. Tylenol's not a belief. It's a medicine. It's a fact. You thinking that the variants aren't dangerous, thinking that COVID's not dangerous, that's a following, because you got no proof to that. We actually have proof to the difference, but you don't believe in proof. You believe in your gut feeling because you're a man's man. You're a tough guy. Be a tough guy. Listen carefully, you fuck rags. You keep going out there and causing more variants. This virus is not going to go anywhere. You want it gone? You want mask mandates to go away? Why can't you do the one thing that'll get them all to go away? Take a proven vaccine or stop fucking orgying. That's how it works. And people telling me, oh, the flu kills people. Yes, does. 34,000 last year. Okay? And the year before that was the max it's ever been, 64,000 in 1 year. Okay, you fucking simpletons. How many did it kill, the COVID-19 kill in 1 year? Oh, that's right, over 500,000. Okay, so they're not the same, you fuckstick. And the reason why they're so low, I got a surprise for you. Vaccinations, dick. People that get the flu shot. Yeah, some people get sick from it. But because the flu shot's out, it's making it easier to defeat or survive the flu. And I got a little secret for you. Little. There's more money in the treatment than there is in a cure. Okay? So, pharma, big pharma, is losing money because of the vaccine, which is not a cure, but it requires you to get less treatment, which means that big pharma and insurance companies make no money because there's no treatments going on for people that are vaccinated, mind you. So which is 200 million vaccines or vaccinations have taken place, either first and second or first only. Doesn't matter how it goes. There's only 324 million Americans. So, the insurance companies and Big Pharma aren't giving you any treatments because you've been vaccinated. So it's in their best interest not to vaccinate you, to make money. Because the money's not in the cure, it's in the treatment. So if Big Pharma is trying to fuck with us, wouldn't they not make up a vaccine? They would find a way to make it require treatment. It would be in their best financial interest, wouldn't it? Oh, that's right. You know it all. That makes no sense. The insurance company's making money off all the vaccines that have been bought. That is the one purchase. Okay? So they bought the vaccine. I got two in my arm. I don't need another vaccine from them. Where's their money coming from? You act like that vaccine in my arm is $50 million. Okay? And it doesn't matter. Like car companies, if they sell you a car that's indestructible and that lasts forever, they go out of business. They need you to order parts from them. They need you to order service from them. Yeah, they know the other mechanics can do it, but they want you to get their service. They want you to get the part because there's more money for them. They stay in business. Same thing with vaccines. Vaccines are not a full cure. They make you no longer weak to the virus or sickness or illness or blah, blah, blah. But it requires less treatments. Because say, God forbid, and I say this for anyone getting it, that they don't. God forbid anyone gets it, but God forbid I get it. When I go into the hospital, I'll need less treatment for the illness. Okay, they lose money now, don't they? It's all about the dollar, yo. If you think otherwise, I'll call you a liar, because that's your whole argument. It's all about the money that they made the vaccine so fast. First off, the vaccine didn't happen so fast. They removed the red tape so we can get the vaccine so the virus would stop killing us. But you, oh, I am a man's man, meat and potatoes. I can take anything. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've been to the doctors before. You've either had shots of some kind. When you had your teeth pulled because they were rotten or cleaned, you used Novocaine. You took medicine when you were in pain, like Advil, Tylenol, Percocets, Tylenol, Codeine, Tylenol. Wait a minute. These are all medicines with super fucking side effects. You take those? And you don't know the long-term effect. Like, don't quote me which one's which, so you can correct me or inform me. I can't remember which one's which. I just know this is what happens. One medicine attacks the heart or causes heart problems. The other one causes kidney issues. And I'm talking about ibuprofen and Tylenol or acetaminophen, whatever the damn word is. Those same medicines in Tylenol and the medicine is in Advil. One attacks your kidneys. One attacks your heart or blood, causing massive issues or can down the road. You still take them, don't you? So if the vaccine affects you down the road, it's no different. Now, I bet some of you may not watch me or know someone that you know or you know of something that take, what's the word I'm looking for? Radiation treatment. That's putting radiation in your bones and in your blood and through your skin to kill cancer. And it also has a 95% effective rate. But you lose your hair. Your skin can have massive issues. Your rest of your organs get affected because that's bad stuff. But it will kill the cancer or put it in remission. So and you're against vaccines, but you're okay with sticking radiation in you. Oh, you think you'll become the Incredible Hulk, or somehow it will turn you into a superhero. Okay. Now, 95% effective in essential, it means 95% chance it will be effective and 5% chance it won't. So essentially, it's like saying 95 out of 100 people will survive. COVID, on the other hand, has got more of a 95 to 100% effective of death. Not just sickness. See, you non-sheep, following someone else's belief, because it wasn't something that was just in your head. You saw other people agree with you, and you following. I took the vaccine, like I said prior to this. I took it because it's medicine that will help me fight COVID. You don't go to war without a weapon, do you? Oh, that's right. You go into combat unarmed. No gun, no vest, no helmet, in your underwear, because you don't need a weapon to fight a war. No. You're a meat and potatoes man, not a sheep. Okay, doofus. You go to war, you bring a gun. The vaccine is my gun in the war on COVID. And you assholes have to stop comparing COVID to the fucking flu. It's nothing like it. More infectious, more deadly. Now, I will give you that when the flu first came around, it was more deadly because there was no vaccine, there was no medicine, there was no treatment. But now that there's been, over the last, I don't know, my whole lifetime of 42 years, there's been a vaccine and treatment. Hey, what's different now? Nothing, you dumbass. There's a vaccine and a treatment, so take the fucking vaccine. Sorry, I'm so nasty today. But I was told that I'm a fucking sheep and my son is a sheep because we're vaccinated. I was told I'm stupid, weak, and afraid of the virus because I got vaccinated. Because these two people are against vaccinations, or they think they're some kind of supermen. Guess what, boys? You're not super. You're human like everyone else, and get over it. You know, 4 stents in your heart? Sorry, you're not Superman. I'm not going to go any further than that, because I'm trying not to go to jail these days. I like my freedom. But I will tell you this. The flu, SARS, MERS, COVID-19, all these things may not kill you. They may not. And I'm not talking about they can't kill you, blah, blah. No, you specifically, you as an individual, like me or my father, not me and my father, it may not kill us. We might be asymptomatic. It's possible. But how many bullets does it take to die? One. So you're willing to risk your own life and anyone you come in contact with because you think you're immune? You know what? You might be. But guess what? I may not. My son may not. His mother may not. My brother may not. My father may not. And as far as the record shows, I think it said 20% of the deaths from the Delta variant in the United States are children. my son's age and younger. My son is 12 for the record. I'm going to give him a fighting chance. I'm giving him a gun to go to battle with. I'm not giving him bare hands. I'm sorry. And I understand you're welcome to your opinion about vaccines. You really are. Even by my standards, you don't want to get a vaccine? Go for it. But that doesn't mean go back to life like it doesn't exist, infecting other people because you come across COVID and you're duffy. And maybe you are asymptomatic. And maybe you are not going to have any signs of it come your way. But you're running around like you're like your shit's on fire, infecting other people. You don't have a right to infect others any more than others have a right to infect you. You have a right to live, so do they. You're putting their life on the line and potentially yours because you may have COVID. You give it to them and they come across the Delta variant and give it back to you, and you are immune or less symptoms to COVID, but Delta, that's a bitch. It comes back and kicks you right in the nuts. Then what?
Oh, the government didn't protect me.
The government tried. You didn't want it. But you know what? I think I'm talking to deaf ears as usual. Because you know what? There's this, the whole thing on TV. The news reporter went to the guy inside the hospital who was against vaccines, against this, against that, caught COVID, damn near died. And they walked in and asked him, if, now that you know what it's like to have COVID, would you take the vaccine now? He said, no, you're not going to force the vaccine down my throat. This is all drama bullshit. And people like him and you, I'm going to either attend your funeral or be forced to give you one because you hurt my child. Or you hurt his mother. Or you hurt some other people because you're not afraid. So you think it's all about fear. Pride goeth before the fall. Just so you know. So, anyone who harms my child, other than me, for those of you who know me and watch my videos, I fucked that boy up. But he has it coming because he don't know how to act. So I got to teach him some act right. Hurt my child, hurt his mother, hurt my family. My next video, it's going to be behind bars. And those of you who don't want to get vaccinated, that's fine. Respect the virus. That's all I ask. I have friends that don't want to get vaccinated, but they respect the virus. They know it's real and they're not going to act like it ain't shit. You neither shouldn't. Take precautions. And if you don't want to wear masks, keep your damn distance. Don't be fucking hugging up on people without a mask. That's all. But I say wear your masks, get vaccinated, and grow the fuck up. Peace.